What's up? Happy holidays. Yo. It's the On-Site Show, Ebswell Peace and DJ K-Matic. You know, we're bringing you the end of year discussion as promised.
Yeah,
we got a lot to get into. Album of the year, best rap along. Yeah, he's going to hold that crown, you know? Also, what else we got to come for you guys today? Best verse of the year, best mixtape or EP, most disappointing album. So yeah, it's going to be a good discussion, you know, make sure you keep it locked and also, you know, tweet your piece at the On-Site Show on Twitter and join the conversation.
Everything on site.
All right, so how's everything going for you today anyway?
Me, I'm good, man. I'm just doing what we did in the last show, just grinding my whole life. Working hard. What about you as well, Peace?
Yeah, I've been, you know, doing my thing in these streets, you know?
In these streets. So what are we going to get into first?
I think we should get into Best Rap Along. And, you know, for all of you kind of listening right now going, huh, that was a rap along. Well, you got sing-alongs, right, with words on the bottom of the screen and everything. So, you know, we want to talk about what's been the best rap performance this year, the best rap along track. Like, what song can you rap, turn up to, as some would say, in the clubs and everything?
For me, I think probably 0 to 100, Drake. Definitely.
All settings.
Yeah, as soon as that comes in, everyone's singing 0 to 100.
When you're in the club.
It's just Drake, isn't it? The sayings, you know, 0 to 100.
Yeah, excuse my watch, guys. Excuse that watch. G-Shock alarm. I don't know how to switch it off. It's crazy.
I don't think anybody does. Yeah, it's one of the weird things. No one knows how to switch it off.
But, Drake, 0 to 100.
Yeah, man.
Best rap along.
I wouldn't give it best rap along, but it's probably...
This is the best rap along performance category, B.
I know. I'd probably give it...
Got to come, this guy's too good, but I wouldn't give it that. Why are we? All
right, we got best rap along, so 0 to 100 is definitely there. I would say, like, We Them Boys,
We Them Boys,
bangs.
You can
sing along with it,
you can sing along with it, you can rap along to Wiz's verse, you know, and We Them Boys is definitely a good contender.
We Them Boys,
Bobby Shmurda, you're forgetting that guy?
Nah, that's what I was gonna get into.
Forgetting about him,
I think.
Who can't rap who's that?
It's going to be Bobby Shmurda because there's the whole thing of everyone wants to spit that song bar for bar without
from
missing.
From top to bottom.
Yeah.
It's not
and there's no chorus into it.
Yeah,
it's
not the week ago part.
Exactly.
I know that's the popular bit that we all like, you know, hey, throw our hats in the air. But from the top, like as soon
selling crack since the fifth grade.
Ooh,
yo.
As soon as it comes on.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it. Oh, you know it.
And because it hasn't got that... typical music structure of verse chorus bridge hook verse chorus, you know what I mean? So it's just like
it's just a rap along.
It's just a straight rap along for I don't know 62.
What about My Girl Dej Loaf?
Nah,
try me.
Nah.
What?
Nah, all I know is the chorus there.
Wearing all white.
Nah. I don't
all
know.
White, I'm feeling godly.
Nah, that's for you girls, man. You can say that.
Nah,
come out
guys
and you know. Nah, man, I don't mess with that song, to be honest.
My dude, T.I., Young Thug, About the Money.
About the Money. Do you know what it is?
What?
If it wasn't for Young Thug being so incoherent, I'd probably put that there.
I told you guys, man, I'm real fluent in Young Thug right now.
I've had to listen to that 50 times to probably get an idea of what the first words
are saying.
Busting up the bando. And that's as far as I get.
Nah. All right, what about that other dude? What was his name? Q.
OG Bobby Johnson.
Oh.
I'll probably put...
Word on street, I'm a suspect. Suspect.
OG Bobby Johnson. Yo, that's probably there with Bobby Shmurda, but Shmurda just was a tidal wave that took everywhere
that
for
was just
the
crazy.
Year. Yeah, you can't say a week ago without just even thinking...
Yeah, he's changed the whole meaning of that.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That whole thing has gone...
I know 0 to 100 is a great line to say, but... You say week ago in just everyday talks and
FB and us and chill shit. What?
Yeah, but if you go, I went to someone's house last week ago, you're just thinking straight.
You mean a week ago?
Oh, you can say last week ago and you're still thinking. You can say a week ago.
There we go.
In any settings, if you say a week ago, it's just your mind's going to Bobby Shmurda and
Drake,
throwing your hat in the way.
I'm the rookie and the vet.
Yeah. Great line, but nah. Nah. To me, Shmurda, what about you as well, Peace? What are you going to put in there for that? I know you're...
I'm probably going to have to go with Shmurda too, though.
You're fluent in Young Thug.
I messed with that verse. I don't know how many people can actually rap it, though.
Yeah.
Takes a certain level of skill, some would say. Nah, I'm playing. It doesn't.
I went
really.
To Rag to Riches doing Future with Tip. That's as far as I go now.
Only because T.I. spat that for you guys on the Breakfast Club. Didn't no one know what you meant before that? But you know what was it? I slime at the Reverend. I shoot at the Reverend. Yeah. God damn it, fuck.
What was you telling me like a week ago?
I was saying that I was like, you know, when in Pusha T's verse from last year,
yeah,
and was it a Nostalgia?
Yeah,
and he says, you know,
like
if he
Ivan,
died, yeah,
Drago,
yeah, yeah. It's like if he dies. I was like, when Young Thug said in the record, what was it? I slime at the Reverend, I shoot at the Reverend. I was like, that's cold. Who shoots at a Reverend? That is just like,
if he dies, he dies. That's it. Yeah,
yeah, that's crazy. Like
nothing too deep.
Yeah,
with
people
it.
That recently, I thought it was wild. But yeah. You know, that's about as much enthusiasm as I can give Young Thug today.
Yo, but don't forget, there was one that probably there that should be mentioned. You can't ignore it. Is Coco?
Oh, that Fiend song.
I'm
I know
in
he
love with the Coco.
Some Fiend
baking soda. I got baking soda. Yo, that
some
yeah.
Fiend shit. Like, I don't
through
know.
The glass.
Is it even?
It's
got to
be mentioned. It's got to be mentioned. If we're talking about rap-alongs. That has to be. That
why?
Has to be
it's got like
there.
Four words. The whole song.
It's
just
got more words
it's just
to it, but
beat.
It's
okay, you said what? It's got like it's a whole bunch of beat, and then like two words.
But you can rap along to it.
Cause there's no.
You can
what
rap.
What
you
are
can
we?
Still
what
rap along
what
to
are
it.
We rapping along to?
Baking soda.
That's some BS, man. Get out of here. No way.
I'm what? Schmurder sitting crack since the fifth grade or something.
Yeah, why not? We all told that story. We all think we're Schmurder at that point in time.
Hey, man.
And everyone from the smoking area runs inside to throw their hats up in the air. That's the best rap along of the year.
So we're giving that. That's the stamp.
Yeah, that's
best rap
that's
along
the best
of
energy,
2014.
Best rap along. That's the song that, you know, Drake's close second with 0 to 100.
Yeah,
I think everybody still turns up to that, but yeah, most of.
We'll give it a third. What's bronze?
Third place.
What are we saying? Bobby Johnson
gives a damn about third place.
He gives a damn about second.
Yeah, it's true. But close second is worth mentioning more than third. Yeah. But OG Bobby Johnson, where on the street? I'm a suspect.
Yeah. Hanging with the kids
in
the
project.
Yeah.
OG, what? Maybe. Yeah, why not?
I think.
Yeah, OG Bobby Johnson. Bobby Johnson. Yeah, most def. That will come on and you would just like kind of, you'd just be singing, you'd just be like rapping to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So well done to Bobby Schmurder.
You know, the on-site approved best rap along of the year.
There you go.
Thanks for
he
making
may be.
Yeah, thanks for making that club experience all the better.
Exactly. Oh, man. Fun times.
We applaud
times.
You for your contributions to the community in 2014. I wish you all the best for the future.
Eesh. Eesh.
So seeing as we did, you know, rap alongs, do you want to get into best verse?
Yeah, best verse. So for me, best verse, I'm going to give you my three best verses.
Your three best
three
verses?
Three best verses, to be honest. Like, three of them. It's probably Nigga Made Bell, J. Cole.
My Nigga Made Bell.
On Buzz's album.
Last Winter.
On Last Winter. J. Cole's verse on that, his feature, man, destroys anything, really, most of this year. Then also Seen It All, Jay-Z.
Jeez, 2020 Pyrex Vision. Clutch your contacts and that's my kitchen. What?
Crazy. Crazy verse. And then, like, the whole, you know, he's kind of, like, talking about his life experience and then kind of breaking
all
it
right,
to,
you
like,
didn't,
a breaking
you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't go into that much detail talking about J. Cole's verse.
But the J. Cole's one,
so,
no.
So keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. Number three. We out here standing for hope, trying to have a conversation out here. You want to talk about
three.
Your experiences.
No, I'm just saying what he's saying, isn't it? Sanctified on Rick Ross's album, Kanye.
I gave you that. I gave you that. You ever thinking about Kanye?
That's a great verse, man. Too aggressive?
When Cassius
turns
up. Well, sorry, when Ali turns
up. Can never turn him back to Cassius.
Boy. Yeah,
that goes
well,
in.
I'll probably go with, I think Nicki had a dope verse on My Nigga remix.
Oh,
I
yeah.
She killed him.
She destroyed it.
She
with
really
all the rappers on him as well.
I mean, again.
It's really the year of the female this year, to be honest.
I won't go that far, but anyway.
I think it has been.
I mean, I always support that anyway, but no, I think she had a dope verse on the Mind Nigga remix. She's been consistent all year anyway, like we were saying on the show last week. Also, I think Game did really had a dope verse on Beautiful. Young Jeezy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he had a really good verse on there.
Jeezy's been blessed.
Huh?
Jeezy's been blessed. Yeah, he's been getting a lot of people giving dope verses to him on his album.
It's a good album. Yeah. Seen It All's a good album. Also, he had Bigger Than Me, even though the compilation that Game put out, the Blood Money, La Familia, whatever it was called, was like dead as far as I know, because I didn't listen to it, so I won't comment. It's but Bigger Than Me, ooh, that first verse on Bigger Than Me is big. That is big. That's like real hip hop.
Hey, Nas, he ain't jigging. Yeah, he ain't bigger than me or something like that.
Yeah,
ying,
nah, it's
ying,
big.
Ying, ying. Yeah,
that's ying, ying, ying. And also Kendrick on Really Be on YG's album.
Oh,
Really
yeah.
Be Smoking.
Really Be Smoking.
Put up a good verse, but I would still go with Jay on Seen It All. I did like that verse a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm not sure if he gets the crown for that.
I think he's gonna get.
I definitely
the crown.
Acknowledge it.
I think he gets probably gets the crown in my eyes for
that
one.
I think his Remade It verse was better.
His Remade It verse?
On J Electronica. Remade It verse was way better. I'm a melatonin. Sorry, Mrs. Jizzy. I'm a melatonin. I'm a blackout at any moment. Crazy.
Nah, man. 2020 Pirates Vision. Nah, man. Knew it was going to blow up like an F-Lab. He's talking about...
Who gives a damn? The We Made It verse is what we want to talk about.
Me, Emery in a caravan. All of that, man. What you're talking about there is just crazy, man. I can understand why Jeezy said, yeah, he teared up a bit when he was doing that verse.
Why did you tear up when you're listening to it?
There's some real, like, you know, him in the caravan going up to VA, all that sort of stuff. It just sounds...
I don't know what that means.
Going up to, you know, was it forget
Virginia.
It. Yeah, Virginia. Cook it up.
He really took you with you.
I'm a fan of Breaking Bad, so that sort of, you know... What he was doing there, just sort of like, oh man, I love that show. But anyway, that's to me the verse. Probably the verse, him and J. Cole. I've been trying to battle which one.
The Cole verse was hot. Big verse, probably slept on in a sense.
Very slept on.
Yeah.
Very slept on.
But a big verse.
So the good Lord, we're going to raise hell. We're going to pop off. Like
yeah, the Cole verse. The Cole verse was big.
So who are you going to give it to, Ebs? Who are we going to give it to? Who are we siding with?
I still think Kendrick had a pretty dope verse. Really Be's, that verse on Really Be is... It's
dope,
serious.
But...
Just...
You know what with Kendrick? It just takes me a minute to understand what he's saying. I don't even think...
Are you slow?
I wouldn't say I'm slow, but it will say things like 10 times too fast and then you got to really hear it again, then hear it again, and then you catch
it. It's not always that, though. I feel that's a whack excuse listening to Kendrick.
And then saying,
oh, it's too quick. It's like, what's, like, what?
Not
or
quick.
Like, well, he's rapping too much. Like, that's...
He's saying stuff that you know is deep.
No.
But he's saying it fast. No, he'll say something that's deep, but he'll say it fast. So you go, okay, wait, hold on. When you hear it a second time, you go, oh, I get it now.
Not really. I listened to that Really Be's verse one time. I was cool. It's pretty straightforward. It's very straightforward. I could play it for you right now. It's real straightforward.
What's he saying to it?
Let me pull this.
Pull it up
right now.
Pull it
telling
up.
Telling me that Kendrick's
I can say that. I can say the J. Cole word.
He's rapping too fast. What? Hold on.
There's shakes down, the more Shakespeare, please.
Wait, we're nearly there, guys. That's pretty straightforward.
True. Just waiting when he spazzes out.
Can't keep up.
I'm just waiting for him to spazz out as he does.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm still with him. What's complicated about that? All deep.
Hold on.
God damn it.
It is a good verse. It is a good verse. God damn.
Man, guy out here talking about Kendrick gets too deep. Nothing about that was really like overly complicated. And like I said, I think it's an excuse because it's not always that with Kendrick. That was pretty straightforward. There was no hidden subliminals, anything like that in there. It was real straightforward, and it was just real dope.
So are we going to have a split decision on this as well, please?
There's no split decisions, man. There's only winners.
Only winners.
There's only winners. Don't do split decisions. Ties are fake, and the participation does not count.
I don't want I seriously can't say Kendrick and YG.
So who you got? I could deal with Cole.
I think Cole's going to take it.
I can't.
I think Cole's going to take it. Just
better than the bigger than me game. Kanye on Sanctified, like you said beforehand. Nicki.
Yeah.
You know what? Haven't seen someone trying to rap that Cole verse on stage when I went to the warm up concert earlier in the year.
It's a moment. You got when you're at a Cole concert, you
really just wanted him to walk out on Bars a set and just do that one time. Exactly. One time for the people. That time he didn't do it for the people. But we held it down.
That's one thing I want to do. I want him to go, yo, yeah, you might come up on stage.
What, and rap the verse?
Yeah,
you do I'll that out.
But he just made me tell the good love. We got a race out. We got to pop off like a fake. Now take a top off and get, he'll get.
Yeah,
there you go. I could do it.
Oh, okay. He had them bars, be like, was standing up, everything.
Yeah.
All right, so best verse for J. Cole, yeah? I could live with that for the year.
J. Cole, best verse.
Of course, you know, as we're going through all of these, make sure you tweet us, let us know what your picks would have been. If we missed anyone, you know, we can't cover it all. Not everyone's supposed to be talked about.
I'm waiting for someone to hit off their underground rapper.
Yeah, man. I'm not even name no names. I'm going to just wait. I won't even put the rapper out there or anything. I'm not going to put no rappers out there. I'm going to just wait and see what you guys have to say. So we should just, like, you know, move on.
So well done, J. Cole. Nigga made Bell. You destroyed Baz on it. Again. On his song.
I mean, it's...
I know it's a collab in there, you know, Cool and Dreamville. Whoop-de-whoop. But every time J. Cole goes on... J. Cole goes on Baz's track. Like, example, last year on Lit, destroys. This year, nigga killed made Bell, destroyed.
But can you... Yeah. Let that man live. Let that man live.
Oh, man. So... go on to most disappointing album.
You want
to
do most disappointing?
Do you want to go to most disappointing or where do you want to move? Mixtape?
Yeah, mixtape. Do mixtape.
So what has been your mixtape?
Mixtape or EP either.
Yeah, mixtape or EP of the year. So what have you got as well, Peace?
For mixtape of the year, I'm going to go first pick Rhapsody, Beauty and the Beast. Amazing project.
It's a great project.
Woo! Rhapsody.
It's a very slept on project. Like... I think for you listening out there, I did guarantee
if
you.
If you're someone that's really in, if you like, you know, you like hip hop, you're into soul samples, and you just really want that nice kind of vibe, coupled with some really thoughtful, insightful kind of bars.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast EP, and she shows that not only can she, of course, just rap bars and just spit and be like and just be flexing on the record, she can also, of course, flip it, give you some commentary on what's actually going on, and just keep it all the way. the Beauty and the Beast project is sick.
It is actually a really great project.
It's dope.
It's a really great project.
I'll also go Koz, another guy from Dreamville, the newest signee to them. He put out his debut mixtape /EP, Koz and Effect. I listened to that thing and thought, whoa, this could have been his debut album. Yeah. That's how ill it was. Also, Isaiah Rashad. Sylvia demo.
You know what? That's
I hate that it dropped in January.
Yeah.
I hate that it dropped in January because it's like everyone forgot about it.
Yeah.
But
instantly.
Tracks like Soliloquy, oh my, like, come on, man.
Soliloquy's a good song. Yeah.
The whole thing was just dope to me. So, you know, Zay Rashad, of course, you probably would have seen me talking about Gold Link this year a lot. The God Complex was... God Complex. Was just another sick project. Another really good mixtape.
Don't forget to check out the interview. Sorry, quick shameless plug.
What about you?
For me, I'm going to go with Sci High, and everyone knows I've been trumping this.
This guy.
Beating to this drum all
this
year.
This guy, Sci High.
Sci High, dope project, part of good music.
Can't even call him Sci High because that's like that's for people that know him.
Sci High the Prince, Black History Project. Yeah, it's just came in February. Very dope project. Enjoyed.
I remember the one
much.
Song, February 28th.
February 29th.
29th.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Celebrating, you know, February 29th. Party Lights, February 29th. But yeah, executive produced by EA as well.
You just had to put that in there. Like it would make it any better.
Had to. You know what? It shocked me. I was like, that's why I probably like it. But also, yeah, it was great
project.
Mixtape. And I'm surprised that was
for free.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really? Surprised that could have
Sigh High.
It could have been an album. It could have been an album. Yeah. Because it was great music, great content. I'm definitely gonna put Mickey Fax.
Now explain to the people who this guy is.
He's a rapper.
Of course.
Yeah, internet rapper.
We're only talking rap. He's been right
a
while. Now.
He's been out the game for a minute. He had a really dope mixtape a few
In
years
what
back
game?
Called Why Not. Huh?
In
he's been
game?
Out the rap game for a minute, and he's come back with this one called 720 Park Avenue.
What, like, pump, like in the rap game? Or
that
like
he stepped out the rap game for. He was in the rap game a few years back. Had a great mixtape, well received, called Why Not, and he had another one I keep forgetting.
Mickey Fax.
Mickey. Yeah, he had another one which I keep forgetting.
Mm.
And he stepped out. He came back with 740 Park Avenue.
Yeah,
great mixtape. Sort of.
He said he was a doorman.
Yeah.
Right?
If you don't know, that's like one of the
to
biggest.
I remember, but I don't remember it that much. I remember he was great. A doorman.
He's a doorman.
And he was talking about the rich people in this hotel.
Yeah, in the hotel. And the skits were dope. He has a song where he's talking about, like, if you met Jay-Z and what the tips that Jay-Z would have given into
As
him.
As always.
Ever in doubt, ask Hove.
What would Hove do?
Yeah, what would he do? What would he say? That's going to be the saying, isn't it?
No, not really. I always go to what would Tupac do? And it always gets me in trouble. Like, always. You saw me the other day. Always gets me in trouble.
Yeah. And then Slaughterhouse with House Rules was dope. Everyone just spitting bar for bar going in.
So, can I just say something real quick? See how you're talking about Slaughterhouse and it's just bars. You just said Kendrick's verse from the last bit that we were talking about. He used to be rapping too fast.
No, I didn't say he's rapping too fast, but he's saying some deep stuff that very fast. And
that
sometimes it takes
no
a second
sense.
Listen for you to
Guys,
catch on.
No,
I could admit it. I'm not sitting here like I when I heard it first. It's I know what he was talking about straight
Couldn't
away.
Keep
no.
up. It was real.
No.
It was real.
Really
explicit.
Be smoking is not. It's not that type. But in my head, I swear, I thought it was a lot
explicit.
Faster. Yeah. You know, like, eyes out with the ski mask. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, very simple.
Okay.
My mistake.
I'm not saying a little bit of shade over there, but okay. Talk about
my
Mickey
mistake.
Fax, you know, them Dat Piff downloads.
Yeah. Hey, man, Dat Piff.
snap, how could I even forget Dej Loaf, you know, Soul.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know. I'm putting her in for fun, but like, I wouldn't really do mixtape of the year, but I think it's an honorable mention. I think she did really well for someone who kind of everyone plugged. Oh, it's a one hit. But she put out a project.
She had to do that fast. She's
well, she got signed, so.
I'd say she's very clever because she didn't do the thing of.
Her label's very clever.
Yeah, they didn't do
the thing. I wouldn't take away from her, but I'm just saying.
She didn't do the typical thing of riding that one song out and then put something out.
Well, the song had been popping all over, like, in the summer and beforehand, before I guess it got to the UK.
That's
because you know how we're slow, so, you know.
Yeah.
come correct, my friend. Come correct, innit? You know, We Them Boys was released in February. I don't think we caught onto it here until maybe
summertime.
Yeah. I mean, I knew about it in February, but I'm just saying when I actually saw people hashtag We Them Boys, like
It was all good. Who else? Wiz Khalifa, 28
Trap
grams.
Trap Wiz. Banger. And the Rain. I like that track.
Oh,
I like
28
grams. It was mad long. It was kind of, you know, it was good old Wiz from anyone who's used to listening to like Wiz's mixtapes on Taylor Allardyce to Christian Orange Juice to Cabin Fever.
Damn, right.
You
That's
know,
me.
Even going way back to like Flight School.
Oh,
you were
wow.
really there. Yeah. I've been a Wiz fan, so you know.
That's
all those,
really bad.
Yeah, so 28 grams was cool to me. I don't
better
know if
than
I'm
the album.
You know.
Better than the album.
You can't. Sometimes mixtapes and albums are, of course, going to be different. They have different sensibilities. You can't necessarily put them like that. But you've been a hater, so.
Listen.
Been a hater of Wiz.
Listen, three albums and none of them have hit me.
O-N-I-F-C is woo. Nah. Flames.
I've tried. Wiz, you're great from my mixtapes. That's
from
it.
Everything on that album. What? Paper Bond? Can you, the Bluff?
Could you say any of those? Any of those? Oh, all right. O-N-F-I-C.
Completely off topic.
Is it, Anna, is it better than any of his mixtapes?
Yeah. It's a really good
album.
Is it
better than most of his mixtapes?
Not most of them. Come on now.
All right, then.
You know, J. Cole just got an album better than a mixtape. So, relax. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
So, who are you going to give this one to?
Rhapsody. Beauty and the Beast.
Damn right. I can't argue with that.
I think Beauty and the Beast was the best independent, you know, mixtape EP of the year. There were a lot of projects that I liked this year, like, even going to people like Lil Bibby and like Free Crack too.
Oh yeah.
Like I really like that mixtape. And of course, like I said Isaiah Rashad. That would probably be my close second on that. Like I think, you know, sometimes I feel like that could have been the debut album for him. Even though, you know, it was put up for sale and everything like that. But definitely Sylvia Demo.
What about Kevin Gates, by any means?
Yeah. I liked that one a lot when it came out. You don't mess with Kevin Gates. I did. But see, this is the thing. I listened to so many mixtapes over the year, in 1 year.
Yeah.
I listened to, you know, we even did a show and I said this year mixtapes/EPs have been super strong, like even stronger than actual studio releases. So I've listened to so many that I can't name them all. I can't cover them all. You know, we haven't got enough time for all of that.
I know.
But if I had to obviously do a short list, it would definitely be Rhapsody, because Isaiah Rashad, put Gold Link in there, put, you know, I might put Waldo in there, put there's some people in there like it could go on.
And on.
Yo, Lil Kim's mixtape was hard, like.
Yeah, that was actually a dope.
It was actually hard, like maybe because I just wasn't expecting it. But I'm just saying, there's just so many.
Better than Remy Ma's.
No, Remy Ma sucked. Man, she was like, I'm about to take over. We were like, nope. Those beats were like,
I was
nope.
Like, yeah, ooh, hold on, wait. Nah.
Nope. Nah. Weren't having it, man. Not at all. Damn, but I would go Rhapsody, Beauty and the Beast. I think she really, she found
Godzilla.
A balance.
Godzilla.
She found a balance on that. Like, she really found.
What I liked about it, she kind of weaned off a bit of Knives. She still has the Knife Wonder soul beats, but she didn't do it so heavy like she has in her past projects.
There was a new style to it. There was just a new energy to the way she was flowing. It wasn't all caught up in like a, you know, some people would say, you know, she's socially conscious and all of that sort of stuff, but she still kind of turned around and said, yeah, I can spit. Like,
I can spit.
You know, I'm a throw Nicki and the Iggy and the firing line real quick, like one time, just so you know, I can spit.
I'm watching what's going on there.
You know what I mean? Like, I made that that observation. But definitely, if you haven't, go check out Beauty and the Beast EP.
Well done, Rhapsody.
Also,
so
go check out that interview.
Yeah.
Completely biased. Like, completely, without even thinking about it, I thought, wow, we did an interview with her, you know, earlier in the year. Like, that's completely biased, but it's not. It's just a really great project.
Yeah, damn. As we're receiving our checks from Rhapsody.
You know what I mean? As soon as I said, oh, right, I was like, oh, snap, yeah. Anyway, go check it out.
Yeah, check the album. Check the EP. Check the EP out.
And buy on iTunes, people.
Support,
you know?
Support your own.
Support. Put back into the culture. Now we can get into the most disappointing album though.
Disappointing album.
Yeah.
So what have you got? Well, who are you putting in that category?
Absol.
Ah, yes.
Man, guy upset my life. Like
so for the like you've been saying throughout the show, throughout the year we're saying TDE, so you had Isaiah Rashad.
TDE had they were of course on a really strong run.
Yeah.
Even before, you know, the Good Kid, Mad City, they were just on a good run in terms of mixtapes. Like, you know, Q had Setbacks. Of course, Absol already had Control System that had me going around. Like, you know, one thing with me, right, is if I'm, like, invested in your music and your project, oh, please believe I'm going to tell everybody about it. Please believe. Like, Wale, when I was so invested in Attention Deficit, that's all. In college, that's the only thing you're going to catch me talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Warm Up, when I heard that, like, that's the only thing I'm going to be, like, if we start getting into a conversation about music, oh, I'm about to start plugging that. Don't even talk to me till you listen to it. You know? But, so, Control System was something I was invested in anyway. But they were on such a good run, of course. And then we were waiting for that album. There were some issues.
What do you think it was? Do you think it's just...
I just think it was whack. Like, if that was the album that was always going to come out, it's still whack.
Yeah.
Three good songs, which, to his credit, you know, he did say in the interview, you know, if you like three songs on there, I kind of achieved what I was supposed to achieve, I guess.
Nah, that's bad.
I mean, that's what, I mean, what he, no, I can't remember what he said exactly at this particular point, but he did just say, you know, anyone who's kind of like a fan of mine would like, is gonna like at least three songs on that album. Yes. And I like three songs on that album.
To me, man, everyone's been championing Absol, and I should listen to him. I said, listen, let me just wait till this album.
Again, trust me, it took me like 2 years to get 2 years to get this guy to listen to J. Cole. It's too long, man.
I said, let me listen to the album, then I'll assess from there. Yeah, that disappointed me. Definitely, definitely disappointed me. I was expecting way more. I did like the thing.
Because you didn't go into it with an open mind, but no, this isn't really the album, though.
I know, everyone's saying I should go back. I think I will, just to hopefully redeem him in my eyes in a weird way. But yeah, another disappointing one. I'll say Future, if we're going to do this hybrid.
We just spoke about Absol. Absol's not a hybrid.
Our Future's definitely a hybrid.
Yeah, what do you mean? This guy went, why did you go Future if we're going to start talking about hybrids?
He's like, a hybrid. He's a hybrid.
But we was talking, Absol's not a hybrid, so we're not talking about hybrids.
Okay. All right, but Future, honest, disappointing album.
Yeah. I mean, so was Hood Billionaire.
Yeah,
so Hood Billionaire. So was, you know, G-Unit, actually. Is anyone even
talking about that? Came out, like, a month ago when no one's talking about it.
What?
Not even one song from Hood Billionaire.
A billionaire, Trap Probably Love.
Trap Love. That's
Trap
it.
Love.
With
Young
Everything
Gotti, else has dissipated into the rap abyss.
Yeah, Big Crit wasn't disappointing to me as well.
If you dropped, if you dropped an album and no one talks about it, did it really happen?
Word to Kid Cudi.
Yeah, did that. Oh snap! He put out. He put out an album this year, Satellite Flight. Journey
just
to the
snuck
Mother
in there and snuck right out. And
I wouldn't say it was disappointing because I don't know what my expectation. I am from a kid named Cuddy and everything like that.
Yeah.
Projects. I'm not putting it in there for the most disappointing. It wasn't disappointing to me.
It came.
Didn't really feel anything about it, but it wasn't disappointing. Like I wasn't like, damn, like Cuddy, like, nah, I wasn't like that. But I was when I listened to G Unit, The Beauty of Independence, after, you know, I crowned 50 the King of New York.
Oh yeah,
and then
that was
and I was
summer.
Like, "Yo, G Unit's back." I mean, I never had G Unit like trainers or anything like that, so I don't really know how deep I was in
never.
The game. No, I never had none because I don't necessarily mess with Reebok.
Yeah,
yeah, nice. Yeah,
no matter who they put on their
I don't
face
give a
on
damn,
it.
Damn, like look, Rihanna just became the creative director of Puma. I don't care.
Yeah, wear Reebok even if it's got Ross on it. Nah,
I wouldn't anyway.
Yeah, no,
not even. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I never had a pair of like, you know, like people that were really going off like G Unit back then.
Yeah.
But The Beauty of Independence, disappointing. That was a disappointing EP. Changes was the only track that was good on there. Did you say
Changes was good?
Did you say Big Crit was disappointing?
Disappointing.
Ooh,
I expected more.
Blasphemy.
Like I said, with Absol. With Absol, it was the same situation with Big Crit where
he never listens to King Remembered in Time, Forever and a Day. Life from the Underground.
I was
this guy's a novice. I play. Continue.
I know there's a big following. There's a following and everyone says Big Crit, but you came with Mount Olympus and I was like, this is a great track. You know? This is a great track and you know, it was on that the South Got Something to Say type of ish.
Oh yeah, after the documentary aired, you were like, yeah.
South Got Something to Say. So I liked Mount Olympus and it was on the mixtape and it had a bit of him talking and it was alright. Then when it came onto the album, even that song, which is probably one of my favourite songs of the year, was sort of like dull, stripped back a few notches and something was replaced.
Taking certain instruments out
and it just didn't
flattening
sound
it a little
right.
bit.
It didn't sound right, so that just, and then I'm not even just talking on that song, just all the other songs, I just wasn't feeling it. They never really hit or banged for me.
Yeah,
it was a miss for me.
I think once I let my expectations go of what I thought it was gonna be, it's actually a really good album. Like Mo Better, Cool is one of my favorite songs on there. Of course, Pay Attention is a great track that he did with Rico Love.
Yeah.
Also Mind Control with E40 and Wiz. Can't front. Angels is, whoa, Angels. You know, like the hook on Angels made me actually look at the clouds and I was like, oh, what if they do get, because, you know, it's like, what if angels get high? And then you got all these clouds, and I was looking at the clouds like, damn, I was like, yes, yeah, so I mess with it, actually. After I let go of the expectations that I did have, because I did say at the point, I was like, I don't know but how then, I feel about this right but now.
Big Crit,
I listened to it more,
yeah.
And of course, sometimes things just grow on you, but, and that definitely grew on me, and definitely, yeah.
But Big Crit is definitely pushed in a position where he should be like, he's seen as new school, as like with the Kendricks and the J. Coles and the Wales, and
he is.
Yeah, but I just didn't see it. And that's what disappointed me more.
You should listen to Live from the Underground. No, you should listen to Forever and a Day.
I listened to his one this year. He had this one this year.
And then obviously King Remembered in Time.
Yeah, King Remembered in Time is, I know I have to listen to that fully to appreciate Big Crit.
And then maybe you get to this point and you kind of get where maybe you appreciate it more. Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
But for now, it's disappointing to you.
Disappointing.
I'm still going to rock with Absol being the most disappointing album of 2014. Hurts me to my heart.
I will definitely agree with you. He messed up the whole vibe for TDE.
Killed it.
Destroyed it.
They were on like a
blew it up.
Yeah. They were just like, what was it, 6-0? It was maybe like 5-0 at the time. Yeah,
no losses. It's kind of like,
yeah,
started taking it left field, like when Undertaker.
Because SZA put out a project this year too, Z. And from like, you know, I've got S and everything. Yeah. So, and I've got SZA Run, which is another like mixtape that she put out like a while ago. And then, you know, Z came out.
Exactly. It's kind of like when Undertaker lost at WrestleMania.
I don't know nothing about wrestling. Not anymore, anyway.
But, you know, for those people that do know, he was like 20-0 or something like that. But it's just one of the ones he, yeah.
Oh, what about your peeps? YM.
Who?
Young Money.
YM, know, like, oh, right. YM, Rise of an Empire. Disappointing, man.
But not the most disappointing.
Not the most disappointing. It was just like a lackluster effort, and it was just, I don't know what it was. Was it a quota they had to fill up or something like that, because it was just a whole lot of weak tracks. And
I mean, the two the
tax write-offs,
I mean, I didn't listen to it,
even
but
has Paris Hilton somewhere in there.
Really, is she on it? Yeah. I mean, even I didn't listen to it, but I can assume that the two best songs on there were Trophies and Looking Us by Nicki Minaj, and those were both solo tracks that they just put out. Exactly. And then they just ripped them to the to the actual CD.
Like I said, it was a quota that Birdman had to fill, and Taxman was all over him, like, you're earning a bit too much. He goes, no. It's for the project here. It was rubbish.
Most def Absol these days, your album's the most disappointing of the year.
Absol, well done.
You've got nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
Oh man.
On to happier times. What's been your song of the year? Or the song of the year?
The song of the year.
Yeah, because maybe your favorite wouldn't have been the necessary song of the year, but what would you say has been the song of the year?
The song of the year this year? I want to say Baby Shimoda. I know we've talked about him earlier, but man, Hot Niggas just is that track, you know what I mean? It's that track for this year. It's the soundtrack for this year, near enough.
Soundtrack?
It's the sound. Well, yeah. Ow. Exactly. When you hear it, it just makes you bump your
little
head.
Little beats. I guess.
Wait, you don't stop it. You got like that beat drop.
But so Bobby Shimoda, you would say.
Bobby Shimoda, definitely.
As there the is other song of the whole
song
year.
Song of the whole year. There is others. Hot Nick.
God damn! For the whole year.
I can hear people singing it right now. You're sitting back listening, singing it right now.
What about Schoolboy Q? Man of the Year, Studio.
He had great songs.
Great songs.
Man of the Year, even Break the Bank.
Break the Bank was dope. Hell of a Night.
Song. Hell of a Night.
Okay, we can't put way like
Schoolboy Q entry. That's not.
I would go with Studio if I'm a pick.
Then personally, is probably Break the Bank. See, I can't even concentrate with that.
Sorry. you just want to start doing your Shimani
dance. Exactly.
But yeah, go ahead.
But definitely, I would definitely, but for me, my Schoolboy Q would say Break the Bank. That was a great song. I can never put other songs like About the Money.
You actually slated me with coming into the studio. They say that T.I. track with Young Thug weren't too bad. Like, they were like, no, I literally came into the studio. And I was like, yo, that new T.I. record is like, it's all right. I wasn't feeling no mediocre, of course. And I was like, no, this new track is all right. And I'm not really a fan of Young Thug or anything. They were like, no, he's washed. You got to give him YSM. No, he's washed. Fast forward 6 months later, these lot are like, oh my God, this shit is ill.
I don't know.
It warmed up on me.
You know, what can I say? Yeah, it grew on me. What can I say?
Who do you love? Beach. Who do you love?
With that stolen verse.
I mean, I'm not talking about that.
I know. It's a great track, nonetheless.
We care more about YG's part.
I'm the nigga.
With that stolen verse.
Yeah, no YG flex, though. YG. No flex. They know, but yeah, I'll give it. They're good nominations, good picks. Who do you love?
Oh, Drake. Snap, I kind of forget my guys, man. Verse. HS87, grinding my whole life. Song of the goddamn year.
It's our ethos right there.
Yo, grinding my whole life. Yeah, I should have nominated Big Hit for the verse of the year, you know. I wrote 15s at 15. No one talk, what? Yeah, the verse is crazy.
That was the.
You know, honourable mention for verse of the year. Big Hit.
Song of the year. We Them Boys. Even though we've mentioned it before.
I don't think so, man.
That's a good song.
I don't think so. It's a good song. I don't think it's Song of the Year, though.
What about 0 to 100?
Yeah, that's a good contender. I mean, if a throwaway gets Grammy nominated, right, I feel like you have to mention it in that
song of the year.
Rap Song of the Year. I think.
It's a throwaway.
It just came through and it was just like, it was straight flexing. It's pretty much what every...
Yeah.
It's what you want to hear.
Exactly. Lifestyle? Could Lifestyle surprisingly,
I don't know.
I'm surprised at
how many people like Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And hate Young Thug. I'm surprised at how many people really do like Lifestyle. Like, I remember when I first heard it, I thought, oh, you know, I like Rich Homie Quan. I don't give a damn about Birdman. And, you know, on the off day, you know, I might be okay with Young Thug, but overall, I'm not really, I'm not really into him or anything like that. But, Lifestyle, I guess. I don't know about Song of the Year, though, because I don't really hear it here. We're in the UK, if you couldn't tell.
If the accents, it was...
You know, for anyone who's listening outside of the UK. But I don't know about Lifestyle being Song of the Year, though. I don't hear it that much.
For me, to be honest, I think
I don't even have it.
Number one pick for me would probably be Bobby Shmurda.
I'll grind my whole life.
Hot nigga.
That grinding my whole life is hard.
You know what? I didn't like it at first. I remember Ebbs was showing me like, no, it's 87. This is We the Plug. This is the
we
album.
We the Plug business.
This is dope. Grinding whole life. And then slowly but surely, that has been a... You know, I love the song.
Said he was just busy flexing, throwing his hat in the air.
Yeah. But I feel like Hot Nigga's just been that anthem of the year.
I don't know.
And when you think 2014.
Best song, though.
Song.
It's not even got a chorus.
That's the weird thing about it. Like we said earlier, it just hasn't got that song structure, that your typical song structure. Just more like a freestyle.
Yeah, well, 0 to 100 is like a freestyle too. And so we mess with that heavy.
So which one are you going with?
Grinding my whole life. That's what I'm going with, this. Grinding my whole life. Grinding. Or even hold on. You didn't think YG, Who Do You Love, was a good record?
No, it's a great record. It's a great record. But then...
It's a big record.
Big record, but then what? Drake took the whole verse.
I don't care about that.
I'm just putting it in there for
let's just forget that Drake was even on the song. It's a good song. It's a good big song.
Big song.
It's a song that still bangs. It's ridden out the whole year.
I don't see
much. Beach, Who Do You Love?
Over Bobby Shmurda?
I mean, Bobby Shmurda, Hot Nigga, gets the reaction.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's your playlist?
Who Do You Love
saying?
Just gets a head nod. Bobby Shmurda. Yeah, just Who You Love. Okay. Like, just gets your head moving and.
Because there's no dance move.
Bobby Shmurda gets you feeling some type of way. when you hear it drop and
because that could be 0 to 100. That wasn't even the beat, I don't think. I don't even think so. I don't know if that was really the beat.
Yeah,
I think
but
it went a bit more like.
There you go.
Oh yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah. This
guy tried to tell us it was Jalil. Yeah. I don't know.
Who had the beat first again? It was
Lloyd Banks.
And didn't do nothing with it.
Jackpot. He did. He put a song out. It was called Jackpot.
But just didn't do it.
Man, leave Lloyd Banks alone.
Didn't move the crowd. Sorry, Lloyd Banks.
Guy's part of the ultimate rap crew, man. Yeah. Leave that guy alone.
Do you think 50 would have destroyed it if they had it like...
No way. What, on the Hot Nigga beat?
Yeah.
No.
Like, before it became Hot Nigga and it was just...
No, it's not even like a... It's not even like a 50 kind of
I know,
beat.
That was just, it's just one of those weird things. Like, imagine, you know, Bobby Shmurda never found that beat and, you know, 50 Cent had it. But who are we giving it to? Who are we giving it to as well? Peace.
I mean, if I can't give it to Hits since 87,
honorable
mention. I would be inclined to give it to Drake. No, Bobby Shmurda is I'll give it to Drake.
No, you said it right. Bobby Shmurda.
No, I might go back. I'm bouncing. I'm like, wait, hold on. What's actually the best song?
It's Bobby Shmurda. Bobby Shmurda. It will live on.
Before Schoolboy Q back in there. Let me bring Schoolboy Q back. Song of the Year, man. That's a big one.
It's a big one.
But I guess, like you said, in all formats, Bobby Shmurda had the Song of the Year.
Yeah.
Whether it was Vine popping,
yeah,
YouTube popping, Twitter popping, IG, whatever, that song pretty much spurred off the best year of his life.
Exactly.
But yeah, all right, then cool. Hot nigga, I'll give Hot you that. Nigga. I'll let you have that. You can have that one. All right.
Hand claps.
Get into the real big way, you know. All right, category
the
right
big
now.
Big one, the crown. Then you got J. Cole.
Yes, Forest Hill Drives. Woo! Who knew we were getting
late
that?
Late entry.
So worth like talking about.
Definitely. Schoolboy Q.
Yep, Oxymoron.
You had T.I.
Yeah, Paperwork was cool. Solid. Paperwork, you know, for everyone who was kind of, you know, doubting T.I. for whatever reasons.
Yeah.
Paperwork is solid if you want to actually listen to it.
Common, Nobody Smiling.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. That came out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa. slotted right into them top three albums of the year at that point when it came out.
Also, Jeezy Seen It All.
Yeah. Cool.
Nah, that's a great album. That's a good album.
Good album.
Very good album.
I believe in Jeezy, you know.
What about 50 Cent, Animal Ambition? Does that get an honourable mention in this?
It gets an honourable mention. It doesn't get a full... It's not in contention. It's not in contention for like album of the year, but you know, 50 Cent, as you guys know, that's my dude.
Yeah, definitely. But do you think J. Cole as a late entry, should it even be in this sort of conversation? Should it be even?
Well, you know what
about?
My thing with J. Cole is, I mean, I'll just say it now, innit? Like, YG did have the best album of the year.
Yeah.
But my favorite album is J. Cole's.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I can agree what you're saying exactly. I'd say definitely YG is probably the best album of the year, and
not probably, it is the best album of the year.
Best album of the year.
It has everything like a hip hop rap album
would need.
Yeah. It has everything. It's cohesive, solid production, raps, it's got some features, it's got hits on there. And
Impact.
All in all, narrative, cultural influence, etc.
I wouldn't even say
album.
Culture influence in music, period.
Because
it has
the
mustard.
Well, you're talking about mustard. You're not necessarily talking about the album itself. You're talking about DJ Mustard.
Yeah,
production.
DJ Mustard.
DJ Mustard's production is something else. Like, you know,
yeah, but the influence in that is made what Iggy have her fancy song.
Wasn't Fancy out?
No, Fancy. No, you had YG and then Fancy.
Who produced Fancy?
Some other producer that literally ripped off DJ Mustard. And DJ Mustard's been kind enough to go, yeah, he heard me in my production and literally copied my sound. But listen, it's influenced the whole sound. DJ Mustard definitely did his thing on that.
Mustard's killing it.
Oxymoron is a definitely...
Oxymoron, you know, I liked Oxymoron a lot. Like, I thought Oxymoron was solid. I think, I also think a lot of people probably don't appreciate it as much as they probably will do.
I'm probably
on the next project.
Yeah.
I think Oxymoron's dope. You know, Hoover Street is most definitely, hands down, one of my favorite songs of the whole year.
For me, I definitely wasn't a big fan, and I will say that I was like, ah, it's all right, it's good.
I hope you guys have, like, gauged from this conversation that he's not really a big fan of anyone. apart from Bobby Shmurda, of course, you know.
Nah, it was like, it was all right, but then I go back and you think, what, Man of the Year, Studio, Break the Bank.
Got to work on them averages, man. You like a lot of songs off that album.
If I'm liking, like, Hell half of the night. Album, Hell
yeah,
of the Night.
Break of the
Then I look back and go, you know what, I like the album.
You do.
Regardless, I like the album.
Maybe you're just stuck in that time where, you know, hating stuff is cool.
It was one of them things where everyone was like, oh, I was like, and it's not that amazing.
And you just wanted to be like, no, it's not that good.
But nothing stuck out apart from Break the Bank at that time. And I was like, it's not that amazing. It's just Break the Bank for me. And
but people actually saying it's amazing. I like to meet these people, you know. I only know, like, maybe three or four other people that actually mess with it like I did.
Oh, no. Well, as you saw, Schoolboy Q was here in London.
Yeah,
so
of course, I was there.
Lions queued for days in Brixton. That was crazy.
That show was like, super, it wasn't at Brixton, it was at Coco.
Was it Coco?
Yeah, because I went. It was super fun. Like, this guy trying to give out false, inaccurate, accurate information. No, it was at Coco. It was super, it was like really fun, like super fun.
Yeah.
Isaiah Rashad was there. It was like going to two shows.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah Rashad performed. I wasn't expecting it at all. Shut it down, and then of course Q was on, you know, Lil Sims as well, performed in the middle somewhere. Yeah. But she performed before. But the whole show itself was just really turned. It was like dope. It was the first time I saw that many black people at a rap concert before. Because it's usually not like that.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was really looking around like, wow, there's quite a few.
So he's got the hood supporting.
Yeah, for the most part, they bought the ticket. God damn, like, you know, you go there, that's not really it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Go on.
So, you've got another honourable mention, The Roots, and then you shoot
your
cousin.
That's not an honourable mention.
Is that an honourable?
Man, if I hear, man. Mention for what?
It's
probably,
man,
insulting to them to be even considered as hip hop at this point in time.
Yeah. The YG, My Crazy Life.
Yeah, I'll Forest Hill Drives is like a, you know, it's the incredible kind of project that, as a Cole fan, I wanted.
I would want to see that win as well, but when you really think about it, YG.
Yeah, if you're not going to be a stan and you're going to be kind of objective and really think about it, you know, like I said, the Cole album is my favorite album of the year. But the YG album is the best album of the year. That's just what it is.
It is.
I mean, the other albums are cool too. You know, Oxymoron by Schoolboy Q. That was an album that I was really like behind. And I was like, this album is sick. And I didn't really feel like people appreciated it as much as... Or maybe they're not really going to appreciate it until the next project. But, you know, Oxymoron was dope.
Oxymoron, yeah. And it was an album that was a slow
burn. And even you were kind of saying, oh, but then you'd like five, six songs from
the record. Yeah, it was a slow burn. I didn't like it. And then Break the Bang, then Man of the Year, then...
You know, Hoover Street Studio is my favourite song. Like, probably, it might be my favourite song of the whole year. Hoover Street was amazing. Like, you know...
You're never going to
that
song.
Yo, that whole narrative is... The whole narrative is sick to me. Like, it's dope. And then, of course, you know, Grinding My Whole Life. But we're off the song of the year now.
Yeah.
We're not talking about my faves, you know, F my faves. And yours too.
So YG, well done, album of the year. We acknowledge it, even if the Grammys don't.
You know, there's something, right? Cultural success.
There you go.
Cultural success. Billboard acknowledged it as well. You know, they gave him number one rap album of the year. But album that I most enjoyed, it was dope. Great project. Yeah, you talked about Mustard as well and his whole influence.
He had great influence, like, even spawned off, like, this whole year with his whole beats and stuff like that, especially on, like, a Iggy Azalea track.
I think
track,
they said,
like,
what did
Fancy.
He say? Yeah, like, he 10 platinum hits and 5 gold hits or something like that.
Something like that.
Crazy, like, crazy.
Even though he didn't do, like, Iggy's song, but it's just, you can tell that's from him.
The only mention she's going to get. The only one she's going to get.
Anyway, that is us.
Yeah, it's been the on-site show with you guys, the end of year 2014.
Yep.
I've been Ebs World Peace.
DJ came out. Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, you
tweet
know,
your piece.
Tweet your piece. Join the conversation. Let us know what your picks would have been. Who you'd have put in what category. What was your favorite album? Best album? Most disappointing? All of that.
Yes, the on-site show. We are out.
Yeah, it's been fun, guys. Catch you on the next show.
Yep.